Our first guest tells how a motorcycle journey, an auto mechanic, persistence, and prayer taught him some valuable lessons about resolving conflict.
When I was 19 years old, I was traveling around the United States, and at one point, I got this job at a sort of a junkyard automotive repair shop. And I wasn't trained as a mechanic or anything, and I was being paid minimum wage, and it was just myself and the owner. I realized after a few weeks of working with this man that I was losing confidence in myself, in my abilities, and I consistently had headaches every night. This man I was working with was systematically tearing me down and making me feel like I was the most ignorant, stupid, incapable person alive. And he did this by asking me to do things that he knew I didn't know how to do, or he would give me like a list of things to do in a certain order and in a certain way. And as soon as I would either forget what I was doing or get to a point where I didn't know what I was doing and ask him a question, he would just cuss me out and tear me up one side and down the other and just tell me how totally inadequate I was and so forth. And then he would just walk away and he wouldn't answer my questions. So it was a matter of a few minutes, he would come back and he would do it all over again. Well, amazingly enough, when you're in the middle of something like that, you become hypnotized. You really think that you are inadequate and that you do have a problem, and you're trying to figure out how to get through that. But at the same time, I was reading the weekly Bible lesson every night for my spiritual nourishment. I did that a lot. The Bible lesson is selections on a particular subject taken from the Bible and then some from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, which helps me understand the Bible better. And this book is something I've grown up with and been taught from in Sunday school along with the Bible. And this would give me something to pray with. And I was also gaining some inspiration as to how to pray and deal with the physical problem of the headaches, because I've always been able to heal physical problems through prayer. Anyway, this whole thing came to a head one day when, after a few weeks of this, my boss gave me an unusually long list of things to do, and he made sure there were enough things on the list that I wouldn't remember them all, and he told me how to do them and the order to do them. And as he told me each thing, I was trying really hard to make sure I understood what he was saying and the order, and I was going to get this list done without incident. Well, I got to about the fifth thing, and I couldn't for the life of me remember how he had said to do a certain thing. And this was so traumatic. I can say to this day, I can picture myself standing there, and I remember exactly what he was doing. And I know if I stood there too long thinking about what I was supposed to do, he would come over and tear me up. If I asked him a question about what it was supposed to do, he would come over and tear me up. So there I was. And, you know, after some mental wrestling of the kind of the insanity of all this, weighed with the immediate threat of being torn into, I really had no choice but to just ask him sheepishly how he wanted me to do a certain thing. Well, he did his usual thing and he just started going after me. And I remember I started to cry. I was completely crushed, and it was like that was it. I just thought, that's it. I don't need this. And I started to walk off. And I was going to get on my motorcycle and never come back. But then I stopped, and I thought about that decision. And I thought, if I leave now, that's it. That's the end of it. And it's funny, but that just seemed too easy. I didn't really want to be done with the problem I was facing that easily. I really wanted to learn something from the experience. I wanted to work it out. And in fact, that was the whole point of I was on a 1-year journey on the road, and my whole goal was to see God in action in my life. I wanted to see God work. I had learned so much from Sunday school about how God takes care of us, you know, so many proofs of God's care in my life. At one point, I just left my home and my friends and my security with the specific goal just to see more of how God would take care of me. So I stopped and I said to myself, no, I'm not going to leave. as hard as this situation is, I'm going to stick with it and work it out and learn something more about God through this. And I've learned since that just that desire to want to know God that much was a very powerful prayer. I didn't realize that at the time. So it was either that night or very shortly after, while I was reading the Bible lesson and praying, I just saw really clearly what I needed to see, what I needed to learn. And I don't know exactly what I was reading at the time, but the Bible lesson, no matter what lesson it is, it does remind you who you are as God's loved, capable, intelligent, wonderful child. It always reminds you of that. It reminds you about how God is thinking about you. And then it doesn't matter how someone else is treating you or how someone else is thinking about you or even how you've been made to think about yourself, because you're becoming clear about, you know, how God is thinking about you. And that's wonderful. In fact, I think there's no other feeling like that, to just be aware, even if it's just for a moment, of how God, who is love, is thinking about you, and think about yourself that way. Anyway, it was as if a light just came on in my thought. And I thought, of course, the way this man is treating me is not about me. It's not personal. I don't know how I saw this, but I realized that he would treat anyone like that. It wasn't me that was the problem. It was really him, the way he was acting. And I realized I didn't have to take it personally. I didn't have to take it in. I didn't have to believe all the things that he would constantly be saying about me day after day. I knew who I was, and God knows who I am. And I'm great. I'm wonderful. I'm intelligent. I'm capable. I'm all those things. Anyway, there was a clear change in my thought, and no more headaches. I went to work the next day, and he did his usual thing of giving me something to do. But this time, I was able to tell him that I had some questions, and I even told him, I said, I'm not going to start to work on this until you answer my questions. Well, of course, he just did his usual thing. He walked away, and I knew he was going to come back in a few minutes and just start railing on me. And he came back, and he did that. And again, I didn't know how this was going to play out, but it struck me as so funny that here was this grown man acting so silly and treating me like this. I almost fell on the floor in laughter. Well, he didn't know what to do. I mean, he just walked away again, came back in a few more minutes, and he tried the same thing. And it was just so funny to me. Well, that was it. I mean, it was done, and I saw then that he wasn't getting a reaction in me, and consequently, it had no life left. It was dead. It couldn't continue to affect me because I wasn't reacting to it. And getting no reaction in me, it stopped completely shortly thereafter. What I learned, and really have proven many times since, is that if you stay close to God and close to what He is knowing about you, then no matter what is going on around you, whatever conflict is happening to you, you don't have to take it on. You don't have to make evil personal. And when you're able to stand tall with God and not react, the conflict or the problem simply has no life because you haven't given it any. And it disappears from your life. I've learned that our life and our experience all takes place within our thought. And when that thought is governed by God, by what God, who is good, is knowing about us, then we can experience that good.
That was Mark Unger of Ashland, Massachusetts.